starting lineups being announced here at Thurlby Field as Brad Allen and Grant Cortman here with you as we get set for the Ogama Heights Falcons and the Traverse City St. Francis Gladiators. And Grant, it's always a special week, week one. We, of course, love all the high school football season, but there's just something special about week one.
Oh, you can feel it in the air right now. It's fantastic. I'm so excited. We love high school football here in the state of Michigan, and it's great to be here with you, Brad. I'm so excited.
Chad Meyer back at the radio station for us back on beautiful Tawas Bay he's going to be with us all season long. Remember to tune in on our sister station, 104.7 WKJC. Little eight-man football action. Kurt Romberger and Scott Lewick. Another new guy. Breaking in two new guys this week. Scott Lewick is over there broadcasting the Alcona Tigers hosting the Miowa Sable Thunderbolts in that North Star League Big Dipper matchup. So a couple of conference games on both of us. I don't know. It can be tough sometimes to do dueling radios, but you put one on either side of the room, and I think you'll be all right. And you can just kind of rotate back and forth from which one you want to hear. I think it'll work out well. A little dueling radio action. If there was the coin toss, I didn't see it. I'll tell you right now. If there was one, I did not see it.
I believe there was one, but I did not see it as well. So, week one, we're getting the kinks out here. So,
yeah.
We'll do better next week and hopefully see that coin toss. But
one for two. I saw it yesterday.
Hey, that's a Hall of Fame average in the MLB. So,
I like the way you think, Grant. We're going to get along just fine. All right, and a bunch of little gladiators out there with the varsity team. That's the JV team, you think?
I'm thinking that's probably a little bit younger than JV.
Oh, maybe a little. 7-8-year-olds right there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the energy is fantastic. I know they had a great JV game last night where Ogama Heights won. So, hopefully they can build off the momentum and have a great game here today. We're excited.
Well, the Falcons are sending their kick return team onto the field. So, something tells me they want the ball. We're going to say they won and elected to take the ball. That's what we're going with. We're on radio. What's someone going to tell us? We're wrong. They didn't see it.
Right. We're going to go with it. I think that's what Coach Miller would do in that situation, or at least that's what I would do if I was him. And I have had those choices a couple times.
Exactly.
So, we're going to see it. Nothing's better than right here. You're going to get that ball first. You've been putting in your offense June, July. You've had that scrimmage last week. You're ready to execute, and let's see what they can do.
There's essentially four returners out there for Ogama Heights, but the deep man is number four, Bryce Burdan. And the ball is being placed on the 40-yard line, ready to kick it off. Number seven, Wyatt Nicedas for the Traverse City St. Francis Gladiators as we are set to get on the way. Beautiful day. Not a cloud in the sky as we reach 7 p.m. on here on Traverse Bay. Tawas Bay to Traverse Bay. We can go all the way across. Full coverage area at Carroll Broadcasting. Don't you worry about that. Nicedas has it teed up at the 40, and Burdan back ready to receive. Also back there, Rob Hock, Braden Wood, and looks like Carter Schmidt. Kick is up. It's short to the right side of the field. That is picked up, and a reverse here is going to hand it off to number four, Bryce Burdan. Burdan able to break one tackle, taken down at the 24-yard line. And that is where the Ogama Heights Falcons will get underway. Power football coming your way with the Ogama Heights Falcons.
It's going to be interesting to see what they do. And, for our listeners who are listening in, they just ran a trick play on the special team's first play. And, unique. Normally you wouldn't do a trick play up the middle like that. You want to get to the outside. So it's interesting. They're going to start right here about 23-yard line. So we're going to see what they can do.
I formation, turn, handoff. Cardis is going to hand that off left side. That is Carter Schmidt. Schmidt going to be met at the line, able to pick up about a yard or two. We'll give him two on the play, almost three, as he gets up towards the 27-yard line. This game brought to you by Quality Garage Doors of West Branch, the Walker Insurance Agency in West Branch, Lake Ogama Marina of West Branch, and My Michigan Health.
I formation right there. They're looking to do that power football. Those running backs and fullbacks are really close to the quarterback in the three-point stance, and they're trying to get off that ball and stay low.
Xander Cardis under center. Again, I formation. One wide receiver split out left. They bring a tight end in motion. Number 88, TJ Bailey, biggest tight end I've ever seen. Snap, turn, handoff. That's to the deep man, Schmidt. Schmidt able to get to the second level, met by a host of Gladiators, and that's going to be a pickup of five. That'll bring up third down and two from the 32-yard line.
Yeah, very good run right there. Did a little counter action. Faced the fullback, went to the left side there, halfback went to the right side, able to pick up a good gain, and this is a really important third down right here.
You're right at that verge. It depends on where you go here. I think if you get a yard, you'll think about fourth and one. If it's third and two or more, I think you're probably going to send the punt unit out there.
Yeah, definitely going to have a tough decision here. I kind of think if you don't lose yards, this is probably four down territory. I think you want to get that first down here in this first drive.
10 seconds remaining on the play clock. I formation behind Cardis. Turn, handoff. That's the big man in the back, able to fall forward. He's got himself a yard. Looks like that was number 21. I think that was Schmidt again on the carry. Or that 27? We're going to say that was 21, Carter Schmidt, who got the carry again. So it'll be fourth down and a yard, and I don't see a whole lot of movement. Coach Morris talking with the coach, with the players there, trying to decide what to do on fourth and one. You're going for this here?
I'm going for this. I think you make this trip right here. You want offense first. You don't want offense first to punt the ball. Fourth and short like this, maybe a hard count first, but I'm going to run this ball right up the middle and get that first down.
Guarantee you it's a hard count. Watch for that fullback, that first man through, I believe, is Bryce Burdan. I'm going to guess he might get this football. Hard count, got a man to jump, but nothing going. Turn, handoff, second man through. This is going to be close. This is right at it, and I don't think he got it. In fact, he lost half a yard. First and 10, Trevor City, and the St. Francis Gladiators will take over on the Yogama Heights 33-yard line. Carter Schmidt couldn't get there.
Yeah, that right there is a situation where the running back, the play was designed to go to the right. Running back thought he saw a hole to the left, but that linebacker closed in on it really tight, and there was not a hole there, and unfortunately they were not able to pick that first down up.
So it'll be... The St. Francis Gladiators. New quarterback this year has been Charlie Peterson for the past few years here. I believe it is Wyatt Nicedas who will take over under center for the Gladiators. They've always done a good job of power. And of now, well, Nicedas actually coming out to the wide. So, no, it's number five. That is Jack Pritchard, who is in the shotgun. He's dropped back to pass. Quick pass to Nicedas left side. He dropped it. I think that's a backwards pass on the ground. We'll see who's got it. Big pile. Ogama thinks they have it. And they're still ripping for it down there. We'll see. We got a bunch of white jerseys in there, and St. Francis recovered. So it'll be a loss of about five on the play back to the 39-yard line. Nicedas dropped the bubble screen. I mean, that is just supposed to be an easy play to get it to your playmaker. You throw it backwards about a yard or two, and instead you lose six.
Yeah, it's just a situation of not looking the football in. You got to look it in before you go upfield. That was a forward pass, so they're calling it a catch there and a fumble. And just an amazing job to be able to recover that because Ogama Heights had a lot of players right there and the opportunity to get it. Missed big time.
Nicedas brings in the play call. Was that going to be a double pass?
I think that they're setting it up later. I don't think that was designed to be a double pass right there. I think that's they're setting up later for that.
And now we have a stoppage timeout, St. Francis. So they want to talk about it. Second down and 16, we come back here on 106.1 The Point, your power station for sports. Handoff right side to Alex. That is to Burke Flowers. Burke Flowers able to get around the edge for about a yard. And that is going to set up third down and 14. For Traverse City, St. Francis. Wyatt Nicedas back in at quarterback. So Nicedas, wide receiver that first possession. Looked like he was going to be the quarterback on the second play. I think that might have been, yeah, either setting up a future double pass or they were going to go double pass first play of the year. And it just didn't end up working out. So third down and 15, definitely four down territory here for the Gladiators. Nicedas has a fullback next to him. That's Joey Donahue. Back to pass is Nicedas. The lefty looks, fires deep down the left side, ball way up in the air, and it is reeled in inside the 10-yard line. Taken down, that's John Hagelstein, and Hagelstein's going to have a first and goal. He wins the jump ball.
Yeah, great job by the receiver right there. Quarterback a little bit underthrew him. Might have had him in the end zone for a touchdown, but great job by the receiver to come up and rate the play. And that's a way to move the football down there.
And up to the line quickly are the Gladiators. Under center now is Nicedas. And we're going to have...
That's going to be a procedure. Oh, got 12 guys on the field there for Ogama, it looks like.
Offsides. That right side linebacker jumped, and they were going to go that he was going to be unabated to the quarterback. And so he would have been. There was no one over there to stop him. So first and goal at the 8 becomes first and goal at the 4. We go half the distance to the goal. And Nicedas will run in with the play call. They set up power. Now they're not. Now they're going to go into the shotgun. 33, Garrett Hathaway to his left, Joey Donahue to his right. And this quarterback keeper, Nicedas, power up the gut, didn't get there, got about half of what he needed. So second and goal at the 2.
Yeah, good play right there by the quarterback. That's just a quick hitter. It's a quarterback blast to the right side. They have a twin side set up to the left, just trying to draw a couple defenders out there, but really just trying to power that football in right now.
7 minutes remaining in our first quarter. No score. Ogama Heights turnover on downs on their first possession. Traverse City St. Francis, second and goal at the 2. Mercedes, turn, third man through, and jumping through is Hathaway. Hathaway, touchdown on the left side, got around the outside, the little play action run, I guess you want to call it, and a 2-yard run puts St. Francis on the board first. They're up 6-0.
Yeah, what a great play fake right there by the quarterback. Good job selling the defense, bought on it. Just run that little counter to the left side, and he'll squeeze in there for a touchdown for St. Francis early.
And now we'll see if they are going for 2 or if they're going to kick this one through. And it looks like this is going to be an extra point attempt for number 3, Ty Martincheck. Welcome behind. It's not quite sold that it's actually a kick. Kick is up, and it is... That's squeezed through somehow, but he got it to go. He kicked it just far enough. And so it's 6:50 remaining in the first. Traverse City, St. Francis 7, Ogama Heights nothing. On 106.1 The Point, thepointfm.net, your power station for sports. High school football, 106.1 The Point, brought to you in part by Morse Clark Furniture of West Branch, Dean Arbor Ford of West Branch, and Sullivan Exteriors in West Branch. Nacetus, little pooch kick to the right side, bounces at the 29-yard line, and it's grabbed by St. Francis! What a grab by one of the gunners for the Gladiators!
Wow, what an amazing play there by St. Francis to be able to get down there that fast, but this goes back to what we were talking about special teams and the importance of it. You know, first play of the game, Ogama Heights got a little cute with it, trying to do a reverse, and I think they lost some yardage there. Now the next time they get their special teams unit out there, they're giving up a kick, and where St. Francis is able to recover this ball and try building up their momentum now.
Little pooch kick to the right side, and St. Francis just flat out quicker to it, caught Ogama Heights flat-footed, and they will start on the Ogama 29-yard line. 6:50 remaining in the first, 7-0 St. Francis already.
It's going to be really interesting to see how Ogama Heights' defense responds right now. They're a little tired because they're just on the field, so hopefully they can step up and make a big play here.
And again, so that is going to be a false start on the offense. I thought it was going to be a jump off sides by Ogama Heights, but instead that is going to be false start on St. Francis. Back him up 5 yards, and it'll be first down and 15 from the 34.
First down and 15, and to change your game plan up a little bit, you're going to have to, you know, just backing up that 5 yards changes a lot of things. So it's going to be interesting to see how St. Francis adjusts to it and see what they're able to do here.
Mercedes will line up under center, 3 running backs behind him. Flowers, Hathaway, and it's going to be a rollout pass here. A lot of pressure on Mercedes. Fires deep down the field. Short throw, and it's caught at the 15-yard line. Just a duck. But nobody is near number 6. John Hagelstein catches his second ball of the night and a first down to the 15-yard line.
Yeah, there was a coverage breakdown there. The tight end was able to leak out. They were in a full house formation, ran a play action, rolled out to that left side with that left-handed quarterback able to do that. And receiver just made a tremendous catch.
High formation behind Nacetus. Ball in the Ogama Heights 15. Turn, handoff right side. That's Burke Flowers. Flowers met at the line, able to spin off a tackle, and he'll gain about a yard, and they'll mark him down at about 13.5 yard line. Ogama Heights player loses a helmet, so he'll have to come off. So we'll quickly stop the clock to let them make that change. And so second down and 8 on the Ogama Heights 13 yard line. And there's going to be shotgun, 2 running backs to the left of Nacetus. Also 2 wide receivers to the left. And Nacetus power to the left side. Able to get to the corner, upfield, untouched, touchdown. Great blocking by the Gladiators. Nacetus able to walk behind there. I mean, they told you they were going left. They just ran QB power right behind it, and it makes it 13-0.
Absolutely. You had a twin side to the left. You had 2 running backs to the left, and the defense was unable to shift over there. And Nacetus just did a tremendous job of finding that hole and bursting through speed. It was just a great drive right there by St. Francis, and now Ogama Heights has dug themselves in a big hole here halfway through the first quarter.
They've only touched the ball once. They went 4 and out, I guess you can call it. Did not pick up a first down and turned it over on downs. And St. Francis who again, semifinal team in Division 7 last year. Snap rolled along the ground, but the kick is up, and that is plenty good. Much better kick that time by Ty Martincheck. 14-0 Gladiators halfway through the first here on 106.1 The Point, thepointfm.net, your power station for sports. This game brought to you in part by Erickson Family Agency of West Branch, Willard's Equipment of West Branch, Fernelius Chevrolet of Rose City, J.T. Neals of West Branch and Mercantile Bank in West Branch and Fairview. Ball kicked deep. It'll be fielded by Burdan at his own three-yard line, and again, some trickeration with it. And it's handed off, and a good return to the 25, to the 30. 35, Carter Schmidt is taken down at the 37-yard line. And so that's not just trickeration. That looks like that's the plan, is to play a little keep away, a little almost capture the flag style in gym class of trying to hide who has the football. And Carter Schmidt breaks a couple of tackles and sets up the Falcons up at the 37-yard line.
It's an interesting approach, but I understand it. It's a team that was not able to score 200 points in a nine-game season last year, so they're just trying to generate offense in any way possible. And week one, St. Francis has not seen everything yet. So by doing that trickeration around special teams, they're hoping to drive some momentum on offense, and they've done it right now. So far, they got the 38-yard line, which is a lot better than before.
In shotgun now, new quarterback, that is Carter Schmidt, and we're going to have a stoppage on the play. He was going to be shut down for a pretty big loss, but we're going to have a penalty instead. And so let's see what the official makes the call on. I'm going to guess it's on Ogama Heights. And we're going to go illegal formation, illegal substitution there for a substitution for, looks like 12 men on the field maybe for Ogama Heights?
Possibly, yep, 12 players on the field. And those are the mistakes right there. You just had a really good play on special teams. You're trying to build off of it, and that's just a really tough thing to overcome, is those 5 yards, especially when you're a running football team like that. You're not a big exclusive play, so they're just digging themselves in a hole here, and hopefully they can overcome it soon.
It tells you how great this place is that they actually have the official mic'd up. I couldn't hear what he said, but timeout Ogama Heights, so first and 15 for the Falcons, and we come back after this. 5:46 to play in the first quarter. 14-0 St. Francis on 106.1, your power station for sports. Back to pass is Cardis. First and 15, deep down the field, got Burdan! Just out in front of him, Burdan probably scores off the extended arms of Bryce Burdan. And he had a lot of green in front of him, and that's just slightly overthrown, but a ball that probably should have been caught.
Yeah, very catchable. The receiver has to help his quarterback out there. And I can tell you, as a coach right there, as a play caller, Coach Miller is feeling really good about himself right now because he just called the timeout for a reason, and that was the reason there. Even though the result was not what it was, you know, the play was open. The guy was there. It might have been a touchdown if they were able to catch and connect on it, and it makes you feel a little bit better about yourself and what you're calling here and maybe build a little bit more confidence with these plays.
They would have gotten into the red zone. I don't know if he scores, but he definitely gets into the red zone. Single back formation behind Cardis, and it's going to be, again, a rollout pass. Looking, fire over the middle. Got Carter Schmidt over the middle. Schmidt making his way to the left side, gets around the corner, and he will have himself a first down. Gain of 16 on the play to the 49-yard line, and Ogama Heights deciding they're going to air it out a little bit here. Great crossing pattern over the middle by Carter Schmidt.
Absolutely, and like I mentioned on the pregame show today, I was able to watch the scrimmage last week, and I'm sure St. Francis watched the film on that. They did a really good job with those tight end leak routes there across the middle of the field, and right there was a perfect example why. But the reason that happened is because the offense line gave him enough time, because he was back there a little bit. He was looking for that drag route in the very deep end, but the crosser there with the tight end leaking across worked out for sure.
First down and 10, all at the 49-yard line for Ogama Heights. A score here does wonders for this team. They go back to the I formation, two wide receivers to the right. Cardis hard count, snap, roll out to the right to pass. A lot of pressure, fires right side. It is caught, breaking a tackle. It is number 7, Gabe Kudamash. Kudamash down to the left side, able to get across the 40 to the 39-yard line. Gain of 12, first and 10, Ogama Heights Falcons.
And they're starting to have that little bit of momentum now. The quarterback's feeling it. The receivers are starting to help them out a little bit. And the offense line's doing their job. And they're starting to move the football there. So they're having opportunities. And I expect them to stick with this. You know, what's working is working. And stick with that pass game.
Quick passing game is going to help you out, especially because the pressure is coming from St. Francis. They cannot hold St. Francis for very, very long. Deep passes isn't going to be the answer, I'll tell you that, because you're not going to defend Cardis for too long. Two wide receivers left side, a tight end to the left side, two I formation behind Cardis is to the fullback right up the gut and able to spin ahead to the 30, 6-yard line was number 4, Bryce Burdan. And so it'll set up 2nd down and 6, and Ogama Heights able to stay ahead of the sticks there.
I think right there is a perfect example of you know, what the defense was watching all week long, because when I watched them in scrimmage last week, they ran that twin set every single time they would roll out and pass to it. Every single time they're in a twin set right there. So just that little thing of the defense is paying a little bit more attention to the pass game, but boom, catch them right off guard up the middle.
Flipping the formation now to the left. They do have kind of an H-back now over there, an extra tight end, I formation behind Cardis. It's going to be a pitch left side. Cardis Schmidt, a lot of room out there, and able to get to the left side, and I don't know how a flag was not thrown for a hold there. I think you and I stopped calling the play because I assumed it was going to be a hold. Able to get across the 30-yard line to the 26, 1st and 10 for Ogama Heights. Carter Schmidt got around the outside.
Yeah, well, as we mentioned, it's week one for everybody. It's week one for the officials, too. They might have not hit a game last night. You know, for Ogama Heights, they're not going to complain. For St. Francis, they're not too happy right now. But you got to adapt and overcome. It's next play. You got to move out of the next play that was, you know, maybe a missed call, but it is what it is.
They have a better view than us. Maybe he wasn't grabbing. Maybe that was just an awkward angle. But they do have a bit of an awkward formation here. Left side, Carter Schmidt. Schmidt up into the secondary. Breaks a tackle. Gons around to the outside to the 17-yard line. Pickup of 8 on the play. And it is going to be 2nd down and about 2 yards. As now the Falcons have entered the red zone. 3:30 to play here in our first quarter. 14-0 St. Francis.
It's going to be really interesting to see how Trevor City St. Francis matches this physicality, because up front, they're starting to beat them off the ball. And this is just not how the game started in that first 4 plays in the drive. They're starting to win that at the line of scrimmage in the run game. So it's going to be really curious to see how they're doing it and see how they can continue with this.
Burdan is the deep back. 18, Jace O'Grady is the fullback here. 1 wide receiver out left. And this is a pitch left side. Burdan, big hole, able to get up the field. 10-5, touchdown, fumble, and into the end zone, touchdown. Jake Kudemash recovers the fumble, and it is a touchdown for the Ogama Heights Falcons.
Well, that's an interesting sequence right there.
You know, Burdan was in. Unfortunately, no replay review to fix that. Burdan was in. Either way, Kudemash recovers the fumble.
Yeah, I mean, it's you're going to take points so you can get them. And even though that's a learning point right there to hold on to that football as long as you can, you're going to take it. And we've had some interesting plays here in the first quarter, but Ogama Heights is starting to roll. That was a fantastic drive right there. That's the best you can get. So they're going to see if they can build up momentum, and it looks like they're going to go for the two-point conversion here.
They are. They're going to go tight set. They have 5 seconds to run this play. They're trying to set up, and I think they're going to have to use a timeout. Can they get a man off the field? 1 second. Off the field, they got the ball off, and a little pop pass over the middle, right side, on too high, and so that will be an incomplete pass, no conversion. So with 2:54 to play in the first, Ogama Heights able to reclaim some momentum. Can the defense get a stop? We'll find out next. 14-6, Traverse City, St. Francis here on 106.1 The Point, thepointfm.net, your power station for sports. The Falcons score and make it 14-6, able to cut in the lead and take the momentum finally away from the Gladiators. Grant, that was an amazing drive. What was it that you saw that made that so successful?
I think it was a pass game. It was absolutely the pass game, because they were not able to move the football up front running-wise like that. And once they were able to do that play-action pass to that tight end leak, and then they threw that quick pass out to the X receiver on our side over here, they were able to start getting momentum with that pass game, and St. Francis has to push back a little bit. They can't focus as much on the run, which then opens up the run game. They were able to do those dives up the middle. They ran a power over there. So it all works out with these teams. You know, the best football teams in the state had to be able to pass. They had to be able to run it, and Ogama Heights just showed that they could do that right there. And if they could continue to do that, we're going to have ourselves a really good football game here.
This guy cleaned up a couple of little mistakes, and everything's going to be good. Here comes the fake onside kick. If you know Ogama Heights football, there it is. There's that fake onside kick, and then they spread out. That's what Ogama Heights does every time. Ready to kick this one away, and there's a little pooch kick right side. It is caught by Hathaway, and he's just going to take a knee for St. Francis, and they will take over. Good field position on their own 43-yard line, doing the kicking job there. It was at 33, I believe you kicked, but I don't have that on my roster.
Yeah, Hathaway did a really good job right there, just fielding that ball, taking the knee. That's what the coaches, you know, teach up there. Those front guys, obviously, you want to be a hero. You want to be able to take that back for a touchdown, but your coach just wants you to field that, take a knee, and get good field position right here.
Hathaway already scored today. He's a fullback. He scored already. He's ready to go.
Well, you know what's better than scoring once, Brad? That's scoring twice. But they'll take it. They're in good field position right here, and we're going to see what they can do. you know, offense hasn't been on the field here in a little bit. We're going to see how they can build.
Mercedes, two running backs to the left, two wide receivers to the right. Brings a man in motion. They will fake to the motion man quarterback run up the middle. Breaks a tackle, spins ahead across the 45, and forward progress will get him out to the 46-yard line. That's a pickup of 3, 2nd and 7.
That's a good job right there in the play fake. We haven't seen a whole lot of motion come across in a jet sweep fashion, so they were able to fake that. Quarterback was able to sneak right in there off to about the C-gap area. So we're going to see the quarterback's doing a really good job running the football. You know, only 3 yards that time, but there wasn't much to work with there. So they're doing a really good job running it.
Goes under center. We'll call it two running backs and two tight ends in the formation. Turn right side. That is a give to number 31, Joey Donahue. Donahue is not getting anywhere, though. Great push by the defensive line of Ogama Heights. It is 3rd down and 7 yards.
Yeah, 22 personnel right there, two running backs, two tight ends, and that's a situation to me. That's where Ogama Heights was watching film. When you saw the two tight ends over there and they offset them a little bit, they're seeing what they've ran last week in that scrimmage, and they've watched last year's film probably. And this looked a little predictable to me, how they were setting up that play there.
1:50 to play in our first quarter. Traverse City, St. Francis, 14. Ogama Heights, 6. And there's another big third down. Last time a big third down, Ogama Heights gave up a deep pass on a 3rd and 15. Now it's I formation, probably 4 down territory here for St. Francis. Nacetas turn and drop back to pass. Got a man deep down the field. Throws it down, and it is caught in the bucket and into the end zone. Touchdown, Garrett Hathaway on a 54-yard touchdown pass, a beautiful ball by Wyatt Nacetas.
That was beautiful. He's had a couple throws that are underthrown today. That right there, that is a perfect throw. You can't do it any better. He had great footwork in the pocket. He led his receiver in stride. Receiver was able to haul it in. You can't do it any better than that right there. That was a tremendous ball, tremendous catch, and Ogama Heights defense, they got to catch up to that deep ball pass there. They're playing safeties really in close. I think they need to move them back a little bit because they're in tight. And you got to prepare for that deep ball because it's coming.
And Hathaway, I can tell you right now, is not a burner. But he burned the defense right there. So now ready to boot this one through. Time Martin check, 2 for 2 so far on the day. Good snap, good hold, and this kick is his best one of the day. So with 1:28 to play in our first quarter, Traverse City, St. Francis 21, Ogama Heights 6 on 106.1 The Point, your Power Station for sports. St. Francis. This game brought to you in part by Culligan Water of West Branch, Ace Electric Plumbing and Heating of West Branch, Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, and West Branch Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Kick goes to the far side of the field, fielded at the 5-yard line. Play a little keep away with the football, and keeping it this time is Gabe Kudamash. Kudamash to the 25, and he'll be taken down at the 26-yard line. And yet again, that kind of keep away. This time, the first time we've seen the returner keep it. Able to get up to the 26-yard line. Good speed there by Gabe Kudamash.
Well, obviously, they've practiced it a lot, and that's something that they're planning on doing. The one thing that I would maybe argue with it is that you're taking 4 players to do it. And, you know, when you take 4 players to do it, one's doing the handoff, one's receiving it. That means 2 aren't blocking because they're just back there. Who's going to get it? And you're taking away from, you know, the opportunity to have a big return by not blocking there. And you're also going up the middle. That's where all the players are. Go to the wide side of the field and try attacking the outside with it.
1:21 to play in our first quarter. St. Francis 21, Ogama Heights 6, but Ogama Heights have a fantastic drive to score their touchdown in the last one. Cardis, and we have a stoppage.
We got
timeout, Ogama Heights. We'll take one with them, 21-6 in the first quarter on 106.1 The Point, your Palmer station for sports. Brad Allen, Grant Cortman here with you on 106.1 The Point, 21-6. Traverse City, St. Francis over Ogama Heights. Ogama getting their third possession with the football. So you take a timeout before you even snap a play on a drive there, Grant. What do you think Coach Miller saw?
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about it, really. I mean, you're wasting timeout because you just had that little break there. But last time they called a timeout, they had a great play drawn up. They were unable to convert it, but they had a great play drawn up. So let's see what they have here.
That's a good point. Cardis under center, 3 wide receivers, 1 running back. Rollout looking to pass to the right side. Just a quick hitter to Gabe Kudamash, who's going to be taken down at the 33-yard line. So that's a good first play. Pickup of 6 yards on just a little curl route. And you know what? I am all about ahead of the sticks on first down. You do not need big plays. Everybody thinks in high school that big plays come in the passing game. I love 4-yard, 5-yard passes.
Yeah, and that's just a nice and easy play right there for the quarterback, wide receiver, and the quarterback's doing a great job at it because sometimes those nice and easy ones are the hardest ones, and he's doing a great job with his footwork. When you're under center, your footwork is so important. You know, you can be in the shotgun, you can get away with some sloppy footwork, but you have to have your great steps, and he's doing a great job so far.
overload to the right side here, and it's going to be a kind of a delayed handoff to Carter Schmidt. That's going to lose a yard or two, and so back to the 31-yard line go the Ogama Heights Falcons. They said they were going right. They did go right, and St. Francis was ready.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they ran the right play there, if I'm being honest. It looked like the blocking scheme wasn't set up perfect for it. You know, somebody might have got the wrong play call there, but either way, it's great to get ahead of sticks on first down, but second down, you want to keep going that way. And now they took a step back here, and they put themselves in a third medium, which is not ideal for this offense.
Ogama Heights does not have to snap the ball. 7 seconds to go in the quarter, and Coach Morris is going to take his last time out. Whoa! Only 6 seconds to go in the quarter, and he uses his last timeout. So he likes what he sees here. He's going to get the free timeout here back in 30 seconds on 106.1 The Point. One of the more interesting timeouts we've seen in a while, as Ogama Heights takes a timeout and right back at it as they get set up.
Here.
Yeah, they go wide to the left. They fire at left Carter Schmidt, and it's just a screen play, and well, that is going to get stopped right at the line. Forward progress is stopped here, guys. Come on now. So Carter Schmidt goes backwards, and that'll end our first quarter. At the end of one, it is Ogama Heights trailing Traverse City St. Francis 21-6. They'll flip the field back in 60 here on 106.1 The Point, your power station for sports. to 6, Traverse City St. Francis leads Ogama Heights after one, and is probably a punting situation here for Ogama Heights as they is now 4th and 5 on their own 31-yard line, and they will bring in Carter Schmidt to punt this one away. Saw him doing some punts in the pregame. Nasadas and Flowers back to return the punt. Good solid kick off the right foot. And this will bounce, and it will be downed by the Falcons at the 31-yard line. High school football, 106.1 The Point, brought to you in part by the DeBold Insurance Agency of West Branch, Northern Custom Collision of Rose City, State Farm agent Christy Newbecker of Rose City, Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank, and Compassionate Care Home Health Services of Northeast Michigan. Brad Allen, Grant Cortman here with you. Week one of the high school football season. We have a little Northern Michigan Football Conference Legends Division action here as the St. Francis Gladiators lead Ogama Heights 21-6 on our sister station 104.7 WKJC. Eight-man football action, Alcona over Mayo 22-6 in our last update. First and 10 here for the Gladiators. Nasadas turn hand, Burke Flowers. Flowers got a hole, but able to close that hole quickly are the Falcons, because that was going to be a big, big play, but able to trip up Flowers after only a gain of about 6. And actually, they're going to give him 7 on the play, so they'll set up 2nd down and 3 from the 38-yard line of St. Francis.
There's not many times that you'll see a coach happy about giving up 7 yards. Coach Miller's happy right now, because the way that he was bursting off the line of scrimmage once he got that ball, that was speed right there, and he was going to take that for 6 if it wasn't for that last tackle. So Ogama's lucky just to pick up 7 yards here.
You're 100% correct there. So that is Nasadas back under center. 2 running backs to the left, tight end out right. He's going to turn right up the gut. That's Flowers again. No, it's Donahue. Donahue able to power ahead and pick himself up 5 yards and a first down. 1st and 10 for the Gladiators at the 44-yard line.
And that's where Ogama Heights has to be winning this on defense. They're running a 5-2 defense, which means they have 5 people in the line of scrimmage. They got 2 linebackers that are lined up right about the B-gap area there. They have to be winning anything that's tackle-to-tackle. St. Francis has the advantage on the outside, because there's no outside linebackers out there, and those safeties are in. But anything up the middle, if Ogama Heights is losing that, that's going to really hurt their defense big time.
I formation behind Nasadas. 2 tight ends out to the left. No wide receivers in this formation. Right up the gut, handoff, and that is Flowers. Flowers to get just short of midfield, so it'll be a gain of 5, and it'll be 2nd down and 5 from the 49.
That St. Francis offense line is doing a great job. He's not getting touched right until that tackle right there. They're getting off the ball really good right now.
Sun beginning to set. Traverse City, and again, just absolutely no clouds in the sky. Couldn't have asked for a better night, and I'm really happy about that, because our counterparts, our other broadcasters here on WKJC, well, they're outside, so I'm glad it's not raining. three running backs actually behind Nesedis. They go right side to Flowers. Flowers able to pick up a first down, gets across the 45, and he'll be taken down at the Ogama Heights 41-yard line. Gabe Kudamash able to pick up the tackle there. And so it's first and 10 for Traverse City, and just now they are winning the power game right now.
Yeah, Ogama Heights looks tired. They've been on the field here, even though they've called some timeouts. They've been on the field, and they look a little tired. And this is the style of football where, you know, you don't want to have your defense out here that much. They want to be able to run that ball and control the clock, and their defense didn't play a lot. And St. Francis is dictating the tempo right now, and that's a problem for Ogama.
They go into that wing T backfield, turn left side. That's Hathaway. Hathaway able to fall forward up to the 37-yard line, excuse me. And so that'll be a pickup of 4, 2nd and 6.
So there's one thing, when you're up 21-6 and you're moving the ball right now, you don't want to show everything yet. You don't have to. But as I watched the pregame today, that play right there was going to be a triple option type play. St. Francis is able to do it. Ogama Heights knows that too. I saw them practicing against it. That's something that they don't need to show a whole lot though, just because right now they're not in that situation where they're in desperate need of that.
Second down and 6 at the 36. Just under 9 minutes to play in our first half. Again, three running backs behind Nesedis. Hard count. Ogama Heights not moving. This is going to be a handoff. That's the third man through. That is number 5, who gets up across the 30, Jake Pritchard. And he is taken down at the 28-yard line. Another first down, and now a late flag comes in. So we're going to have this is going to be a personal foul on Traverse City St. Francis. Number 72, Ryan Henning, is going to pick up a 15-yard penalty here.
And that's just, I mean, it is just such a detriment to this offense and this team right now. You're moving the ball at will. You know, anywhere you want to go with it, that was a tremendous run right there. But now it's 15 yards back. And this is the little thing right here where Ogama's defense, like, okay, they're behind the sticks now. Maybe if we could scrum together, you know, two or three good plays, put them in a tough fourth down situation and get the ball back, they need to capitalize on it big time, because St. Francis just dug himself in a little hole that was very unnecessary.
And the fact is that, you know, that play got way up here, and that penalty was a good 10 yards behind the play. So that is going to be a 15-yard penalty. They're going to have to mark off, and they're going to put it back at the 44-yard line. So it should still be first down, first and 10 at the 44 for Traverse City. They've not had to throw the ball yet. Has not been a problem for them. They've had not needed to on this drive. They do have that deep pass for a touchdown on their last one. So three running backs behind Nesedis. No wide receivers. Turn, give to the first man through, and we have a stoppage. And a false start coming on Traverse City. And back-to-back penalties will now set up a first and 15. And they keep on moving back. This will be down to the 49-yard line now.
Penalties, penalties, penalties. It is stuff that you cannot afford to have happen if you want to be the team that St. Francis wants to be this year. And, you know, what they're doing right now is they're running a full house, which means the three running backs back there, quarterback under center, they're all really tight end. It's a formation that in our area, Elkhona used to run a lot back in the day. And they're trying to break the huddle quick, get to the line of scrimmage quick, and get that ball off. And the problem is they're just not getting all set with it. They've had a couple procedure penalties now, and that's just, you know, take a little bit more time, you know, run your stuff, but you don't need to rush in it. I mean, you're up 21-6 right now, and you were moving until you started hurting yourself here.
Everything is to the left of Nesedis, and now a timeout for Traverse City. And so, no, a delay of game penalty on Traverse City St. Francis. So now first and 20. This is 25 yards of penalties in the last, you could call it one play. They haven't gotten a playoff since their personal foul. Everything to the left of Nesedis, two running backs and two wide receivers. Hard count. Bring a man in motion. That's Flowers. It's going to be a run to the left for Nesedis. A lot of room out there. And he gets to the original line of scrimmage and around the corner. One man to beat, and he will be taken down inside the 25-yard line, but plenty for a first down at the 23 of Ogama Heights.
Nesedis is doing an incredible job of running the football today and really showing that he's a dual-threat quarterback, having a lot of success with it. They're going to hurry up here. Let's see if Ogama can recover. They're changing players. They're tired. Let's see. St. Francis trying to go quick.
Again, three running backs behind Nesedis. No wide receivers. First and 10 at the 25. Nesedis will turn. Hand off to Flowers. Flowers taken down at the 21-yard line. Gain of 4, 2nd and 6. Just under 8 minutes now to play in our second quarter.
Going quick. They're going tempo here. They're really trying to tire out Ogama and just capitalize on able to run this ball down their throat right now.
Again, three running backs behind. Donahue, Flowers, Hathaway. This is going to be a give to Hathaway on the left side, and he will be able to pick up about six. This is going to be right at the line. I think he's going to get it. It's going to be right at the 15. So we'll see where they mark it. Nose to the football on the 15. That's a first down. So first and 10 for Traverse City St. Francis is Hathaway. Done a really good job today of falling forward. And you like that a lot in a running back.
Yeah, you want to be able to fall forward. You want to have that extra, you know, yard or two there as much as you can. And you want to teach running backs that. And that's a big thing that you want to practice. Even though you don't want to do a lot of full contact in the practices and offseason, falling forward is really important for any situation.
One running back, that is Donahue behind Nasadis, who's under center. Two wide receivers to either side of him. No tight ends in this formation. And this is going to be a give up the middle. Donahue breaks the tackle at the five, spinning ahead, and he'll be taken down at about the two-yard line. It'll be first and goal at the two for Traverse City St. Francis.
Yeah, they gave a different look there. They went a doubles formation. That means two receivers to both sides, one fullback in there, quarterback still under center, and they wanted to see how is Ogama going to react to it. If Ogama, you know, overreacted a little bit, put too much on the outside, that opens up that dive, and that's exactly what just happened there.
A lot of options here on first and goal from the two. Nasadis can run. Donahue is a power guy who can run. We'll see what they decide to do. No wide receivers, three running backs behind. Turn, give, and that is Donahue, and he is almost untouched. Touchdown for Traverse City St. Francis. That's a big one. That is a big one to make it a three-score game, 27-6 with 6:24 to play here in our first half. Just power drive there by Traverse City. Really, they did what we saw Ogama Heights do on their touchdown drive. They won everything at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and that's what St. Francis envisioned coming into this game. If they want to pass the ball, they're going to be able to pass the ball. If they want to run it, they're going to be able to run it. And now they're playing their style of football, and Ogama is in a really big hole here. And how are they going to react? It's going to be super important in this next drive.
Good snap, a wobbly hold, but still kick is up and good. So with 6:24 to play in our second quarter, it is Traverse City St. Francis 27, and it is Ogama Heights 6. I guess he missed that, actually. I looked at that wrong because they waved that one off. So with 6:24 to play, 27-6, Traverse City St. Francis on 106.1 The Point, your power station for sports. Oh, yeah. Nasadis ready to boot this one away. 27-6 now, St. Francis. Good kick. This deep into the right, fielded by Schmidt at the one-yard line. And they will hand that one off, and really with nowhere to go into the 15. That is number 15. That is Rob Hawk, number 16, who had it, and he got to about the 17.
I don't like to keep nagging on a special teams play, but at some point, you got to change something up. And right now, you're just taking players out of the play. And, you know, it's 11-on-11 out there, but you're making an 11-on-9, and it's really tough. That kick there, you probably could have let that go in the end zone and
exactly.
Get it 25. I mean,
exactly.
that was a bomb right there for the kicker. It was a great job. So it's really tough when you just keep having these little things here that are just adding up. And, you know, hopefully the offense can get back to what it was a couple series ago.
High formation behind Cardis. And he'll drop back to pass, and he's going to take off and go. He'll pick up about a yard. And actually, they're going to mark him right down at the line of scrimmage. Quickly hopped out of that play.
A little triple option action there. Yeah, if you've ever watched Army, college football, Army always likes to do a triple option. And back in the day, Georgia Tech, you know, some of those teams have a lot of success doing it, and that's exactly what they just showed there. They didn't do the pitch. They faked it a little bit, but that's something to keep an eye on here. Ogama Heights is going to bring out the triple option.
5:45 to go in our first half of play. Stick around for This Week in High School Sports at halftime. So they're going to go three wide receivers, two to the right of Cardis, one to the left. He's got one running back behind him. Drop back to pass, roll out to the right. Quick pass, quick hitter, and that is caught by Kudamash at the 25-yard line, and he will take a step back, and he will be taken out of bounds at the 24-yard line.
I'm surprised that St. Francis is playing so far off with their corners right now. Every time Ogama Heights has done that rollout, they're trying to get that ball out quick. The only time they really threw a deep ball is when they just did a three-step drop of it and tried taking a shot. I kind of think, you know, right now there's not a huge threat over the top with Ogama. They haven't shown you that consistently they're able to do a big play, so I would expect those corners maybe tighten up a little bit and take away that quick pass.
It might be a halftime adjustment there. They might let it kind of play out for these last 5 minutes. Third down and three from the 24. Big third down. Oga Behind's got to get this. This is punt territory. Cardis I formation. Drop back to pass. Rolls out to the right. Looking deep over the middle. Fires right side, and it is incomplete. Would have had enough for the first down, and I think kind of slipping there was Kudamash, and that ball falls to the ground, and now you got to punt this one away.
That turf field, it's different. It's a different feel out there. Oklahoma Heights, I don't believe, has turf field there. It's a different transition for sure. So, you know, trying to get your grounding, you're hoping in pregame to go through as many reps as possible to hopefully get your feet under you. But it's a situation like that. If he was able to stay up, he's probably going to get that catch for a first down.
Schmidt is in the really, this is a short punt formation.
This is going for it on fourth down formation.
Oh, yeah, this is a quarterback under center. I thought Schmidt was back ready to punt. They are going to pitch it out to Schmidt, looking for some room. Has a hole, breaks a tackle to the 26, and he's going to be about a yard short. And so got to the 26, and so Oklahoma Heights feeling like they needed it, and instead they give short field here to St. Francis, who's only going to be 26 yards away from the end zone, already leading by 21.
I like the decision to go for it. I like the play call. I just don't like the execution of it. It's just something where with more time during the season and when you watch film, you know, scrimmage film is just so different, but this is an actual game. When you watch this in the film room, that running back's going to be able to see that if he goes wide to the outside, you just need to get 3 yards, it's there. It's there to pick it up, and that's something that they're going to make that adjustment for hopefully next week and can build off of, but unfortunately right now on fourth down, it was not there for him.
Three running backs behind Nisaitis. That's Hathaway, Flowers, and Donahue. Back to pass, Nisaitis looking deep. Left side, under thrown, and he threw it between two receivers. And that was intended, I believe, for number 44. That's Drew Hardy. Threw it over the head of Burke Flowers and short of Drew Hardy.
Well, Oklahoma Heights did a lot better job at coverage. They've had a bunch of coverage breakdowns every time they've done that play action, try to go deep. And right there, they showed a great job at covering that pass play.
Number 54, Caleb Frank. Down on the play, hopefully just a cramp for him. It's a humid day out there, so, and he's kind of grabbing at a, what I hope is a cramp area, as the coach will walk out there, and instantly they're going to try and help him up here, so hopefully he can just kind of limp that one off.
Yeah, week one, you're going to have a lot of that. It's hot outside. It's been hot during practice. It's hydration, hydration, hydration. His coach has preached it, and, you know, hopefully it's just a little bit of a cramp, and he'll be able to get back in this game, hopefully.
Limping pretty hard on that left leg. And so, yeah, again, hopefully it's just a cramp for number 54, Caleb Frank. Incomplete pass there makes it second and 10. As they'll bring the defense back out on the field for Oklahoma Heights. And Traverse City breaks the huddle now on offense. And they'll come in now from their sideline. Nisaitis now again going to line up wide again. So this is Donahue and Pritchard who are in the backfield. They're going to bring Flowers now to the right. Nisaitis the only one on the left. Nisaitis now in motion, and it's going to be a quarterback run. Left side, Pritchard, and he is going to be untouched into the end zone. Has a lead blocker and doesn't need him. Touchdown for Jack Pritchard, and that'll make it 33-6.
That's a very good design play by St. Francis. You know, you bring the quarterback who's been playing most of the game there in motion, you're kind of thinking they're going to do something with it, but, you know, perfect world, the quarterback gets the ball every time it's snapped to him, so why bring him in motion and get the ball to him when he already gets it so much? They were able to fake that. Oklahoma Heights bit into it hard, and, you know, really good touchdown for St. Francis, and they're rolling right now.
Yeah, there's still things, you know, every coach sees things that they can clean up, but if you look at this as a whole, this is a good St. Francis team.
Oh, absolutely.
A good team.
Yeah, for
a lot
sure.
of weapons everywhere today.
I mean, they haven't had a success in the last 20 years they did without, you know, being a really good football team. I mean, Coach Sellers has done a fantastic job. 5 semi-appearances since he's returned in, like, 2016, I believe. So they're an incredible football
Fumbled
team.
Fumbled snap, trying to go for two. Nisaitis picks it up, fires into the end zone, and wide open, amazingly, is number 44, Drew Hardy. We'll call that a fumble rooski. We'll say they did that on purpose. 35-6, 4:13 to play here in the second quarter on 106.1 The Point, your power station for sports. Traverse City St. Francis over the top of Oklahoma Heights. And Grant, I believe you got a pretty much a full out-of-town scoreboard right there. Why don't we take a look at some of the other scores happening around Northeast Michigan?
Yeah, I just saw an update through the Whittemore Press Guide activity page on Facebook that Hillman is up 20-0 against them. Hale's playing Posen tonight, and Posen is up 16-0 last I saw. And Tellus and St. Ennis playing each other. Right now that is 14-6. St. Ennis is up, so very close game there. And that's one we talked about on your show, Monday Night Lights, people, at 6 o'clock. That's one that we talked on your show that possibly, you know, they could pick up a win right there, Tellus, a team who's on one of the longest losing streaks in Michigan. So hopefully they are able to pick that one up.
We root for the Braves there as they take on St. Ignace in St. Ignace. This one's fielded at the 10-yard line, and it's going to be a handoff to the right side to the 22-yard line. Fooled the broadcaster forever there, dang it. And that's a ball that's fielded at the 10. A high kick had a lot of room, to just take off and go.
At some point, and Coach Miller's going to find this out real fast. He's going to. You have to trust your athletes. The people you put back there on kick return are there for a reason. One, they're the most trustworthy at the football because you're not going to have somebody out there that you don't trust to hold that football, carry that football. Two, they have the best chance to make a big play. I mean, that's the reason that they're in the back there. So let the guys who are in front of them do their job. Let them get the blocking in. And those guys in the back there trying to make that big play and maybe create some momentum. But St. Francis has definitely figured out what Oklahoma's plan is there, and they're not having any success right now in the special teams unit.
I formation, two tight ends to the right, one wide receiver to the left is Kudamash. Now they're going to flip that formation, bring everything left, and they're going to run out of time. Delay a game here for Ogama Heights. Love having the play clock here so I can see what's going on. Love having play clocks.
It's amazing here. This facility is incredible, and feels like we're at a college game.
It really does. It's amazing. Unfortunately, a lot of times we come here, we have not seen great games. I have to imagine the atmosphere here when you got two really good teams. It's got to be nuts. Some of the Traverse City games, and you get the St. Francis Western or St. Francis Central, Western versus Central. It's got to be some good stuff in here.
For sure. The atmosphere here has to be incredible for those type of games, and very exciting to play those games, too, in the same city like that.
Hey, guess what? We did it again. Ran out of time again. So it is now 1st and 20. You can kind of figure out that they ran out of time because we kept talking, and they didn't snap the ball. Running out of time. And as a coach, that's got to tick you off, right?
Yeah, it does, and really, it falls on the coach. A big part of it, that's the play caller. You have to get that play call in. Whoever's calling, offense coordinator, head coach, whatever, you got to get that play in because your quarterback and them, they should know what they're doing. By now, you've practiced it all summer long. It's just getting it in quick enough.
Fullback dive out of the I formation, gain of 2, 2nd and 18. That was Bryce Burdan, I believe, who ran that football.
Yeah, Ogama Heights, they're finding themselves in a very, very difficult situation right now. And what they're hoping for is a fast clock. They want to get to halftime. They don't have any more timeouts. So.
They do not, so they're not stopping it.
Yeah, they want to get to halftime. They want to make those second-half adjustments. For St. Francis, they're probably starting to think about, hey, we got an opportunity to get this ball back again and get another score before halftime.
2nd and 18. I formation, two wide receivers left. Back to pass, a lot of pressure right in the face of Cardis. He's going down. Just pressure right up the gut. And no one was going to be able to stop Joey Downey, who number 31, and he comes in, makes the play, and a 3rd and long just became 3rd and longer. This will be 3rd and 22 from the 10-yard line.
When you're backed up like that and you're down in the game, you're putting yourself in a passing situation. The defense knows it, and you can just play it differently. That defense can fire off the ball and just know that, hey, that quarterback's back there. Let's go get him. You don't have an assignment as much. So St. Francis took advantage of it, and now – you're in an impossible situation here. You're 3rd and forever, not in a good area of the field. There's nothing in the play sheet that says anything good here.
I formation behind Cardis. He will roll out left, look to pass. He's going to look long, fires short. It is caught at the 14-yard line by number 10. Nolan Hines. I was looking at the wrong score sheet. And so that will be a 4th down, and St. Francis electing not to use one of their 2 timeouts right now. With over 2 minutes left, you don't have to. You're going to get a short field unless Schmidt just absolutely booms this punt.
This is what I'm curious to see with St. Francis, a team that's had so much success and such deep playoff runs. They do a lot of probably high-tech coaching, I would assume. This is week 1. Some teams don't have this in, I know for a fact. Do they have a punt block in right now?
Is a high punt by Schmidt that will land at the 37 and take a good Ogama Heights bounce and will go all the way into St. Francis territory to the 40. Good punt by Carter Schmidt, at least making Traverse City start on their side of the field. This game brought to you in part by Wise Heating and Cooling of West Branch, Countryside Appliance of West Branch, Roy Simmons & Sons Well Drilling of West Branch, H&R Block of West Branch Pharmacy, and West Branch Veterinary Services. I'll give you one wild guess what town Ogama Heights is from. One wild guess over that list right there. Everybody at home, play along.
Yeah.
One wild guess. The many Gladiator fans surrounding us here in this gorgeous press box. Give you one wild guess. All right. So, 35-6. St. Francis has to go 60 yards here. Nicedas in shotgun. That's Donahue next to him. Man in motion is Flowers. And back to pass, Nicedas fires quick side, quick left side to Donahue. And Ogemeyer had three guys there. Donahue able to carry him, though, and pick up 4 yards, getting to the 44-yard line. And that will be a second down and five. They'll mark him at the 45.
That's a great recovery right there by Ogemeyer's defense. That running back went out there. He was in the flats area. Quarterback, we got on him really good, and they just really closed the gap there. That's a really good defensive technique by Ogemeyer.
1:27 to play in our first half, 35-6. Back to pass, Nicedas. Little pump fake and go deep down the field looking for Hathaway. It's a duck, jumping and knocked away by number 4, Bryce Burdan. Great play by the Ogemeyer Heights corner.
We talked about it earlier. Ogemeyer Heights had a little bit of problem with that jump ball type play. They didn't know what they were doing. That right there is improvement. When you're Coach Miller and you're going to watch this film, that's improvement right there. That was a really good coverage, and that's something they can build off of. And you know they're going to pass the ball right now. So you got to expect that, and they did a really good job of covering up there.
Hathaway got a hand on it, but Burdan able to knock it away. So 1:17 to play in the quarter, in the half. Either one works. 35-6, two timeouts remaining for St. Francis. Doubt they'll use either one unless it's a play clock situation. Right now they have 6 seconds to run this play. Snap down. Three running backs behind Nicedas. It is going to be a turn handoff to the fourth man through. That is Burke Flowers. Flowers is going to fight ahead. He's going to get to the 49. That'll set up fourth down and a yard as we'll roll under a minute to play in the half. They're going to go for it. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Just a matter of how aggressive St. Francis wants to be in the final minute, leading by 29 points.
They're going to that doubles formation again. Last time they did this, and they're under center in doubles formation. They ran a dive up the middle at the fullback.
And they're going to do it again. And Flowers will get the first down to the 46-yard line of Ogemeyer Heights. Clock will stop very temporarily with 42 seconds to play. Officials says those sticks are close enough, and we're going to run it. Nicedas back to pass out of shotgun. Looking, rolls out to the left. Now he's just going to take off and run. We have a penalty flag in the backfield, and Nicedas will run out of bounds at about the 36-yard line. Would have been enough for the first down, but this is when the umpire throws the flag from that spot, 90% of that's holding.
Yeah, and it is a holding call on the offense there. You know, that play was designed to be a drop back. The quarterback was getting rushed in the middle. He did a good job of rolling out, but sometimes, you know, your offensive lineman, the defensive guy is going a different way. The holding gets caught up there, and it just what happened there, but... you know, good job by Ogemeyer Heights there to be able to, you know, hold them not for a big play and draw the holding call.
There's two schools of thought right here, and I'm fine with either one. 35-6, you can drop to a knee and just call this half good. I don't know. This is 1st and 30 all of a sudden. I don't know. That penalty was way behind the line of scrimmage, I guess.
Yeah, week one for the officials as well.
Yeah, Nicedas dropped back to pass, a lot of pressure on him, and he's just going to take off backwards. This is a quarterback run, and he's just going to go out of bounds at the 29-yard line, and so he will lose a couple more yards. And so, but my question was going to be, and now when it's 2nd and 50, I'm not sure what you're thinking, but I have no problem, even up 29 points, if they want to work on their 2-minute drill and try and get into the end zone here. But I also have no problem if they want to drop to a knee and call it good.
It's the first half. Fair game. 100% first half. 100% if it's the fourth quarter and they're running their 2-minute thing and, you know, they're up 40, 50 points, that's crossing the line. Right now, work your stuff. This is the St. Francis team that went to the semis last year. They want to get past that. You start right now, week one, you want to work your stuff. And they did. They tried working a pass play. It didn't work. But I have no problem with that at all. I think it was a great decision.
There's going to be a turn handoff. That's Hathaway. Hathaway is going to be stopped, and that, I'm sure, will end our first half. And in fact, yep, the coach I just saw just say wrap it up. So at the end of our first half, it is Traverse City St. Francis 35, Ogemeyer Heights 6. I don't think they're going to run it with, yeah, nope, Nicedas saying stop. So at the end of our first half, it is 35-6, Traverse City St. Francis over Ogemeyer Heights. We'll have a little break. Then this week in high school sports, another little break, and then we'll come back to us. We'll tell you all about what has happened here to get us to this score. Brad Allen, Grant Cortman here on 106.1 The Point, your power station for sports. About ready for our second half as the St. Francis Gladiators lead 35-6 over the top of Ogemaw Heights. So let's just talk about the defense here, because that's what Ogemaw Heights is going to bring out to start this. We talked a lot. I know I made you talk about an adjustment, but what do you want to see just on this drive from the Ogemaw Heights defense?
Yeah, I want to see how are they able to react to the different formations. I think that they struggled a little bit. You see what all these formations are in a scrimmage, but they might not be showing the whole picture. So you're getting out here, and maybe it's a lot of new information. So hopefully during the halftime in that locker room, you're able to go over with your defensive coordinator, with all your defensive staff, what the formations are, where we're supposed to be lined up at. You're not going to be in a 5-2 defense, which is really focusing on that interior run, when they got four guys out wide. That's just not going to help you at all. So I'm just curious to see the adjustments of matching up against St. Francis's formations and see if they can react better. And that's going to help them for the season if they're able to grow at halftime and react to formations better.
On our sister station, WKJC, it is the Alcona Tigers with the lead over the Miowa Sable Thunderbolts. Last we heard, it was 48-24. I'm going to guess they're right around halftime, just like us, even though I'm sure that game is not moving quite as fast as ours when you have, let's see, quick math, 72 points.
Yeah, high scoring. And as predicted, if you listen to on Monday's show on the sideline there on 104.7 WKJC and Brad Allen's Monday sideliners, we talked about that game, and that was going to be a high scoring game. So, much anticipated, and I think the Alcona Tigers are going to be a team that we're going to be talking about this year. Unfortunately, we're not going to be talking about Week 10 because they don't have that opportunity, but they're going to be a fun team to watch for 9 weeks, and we're going to be covering them next week.
There's that fake onside kick from Ogemaw Heights, and now we're going to spread out, and we're going to actually return a kick here. Wyatt Nicedis is the deep man, and it's just a little pooch kick to the left side. That's fielded by Donahue. Donahue is going to move up to the left side. That's actually 30, Harrison Shepard. Shepard fields it at the 30, taken down at the 31. So good kick coverage by the Ogemaw Heights Falcons. And they're underway here in our second half.
And you love to see that right there. The last thing you want to do is you're coming out of the halftime, you're hoping it's a new game kind of mindset. If you were to give up a big return right now, that's just going to deplete you. But right there, they did a great job. The kick was good. They got down there, got off their blocks, and were able to make a play. So, you know, let's see what this defense can do. Let's see if they made the proper adjustments and see how they're able to do it for these next 24 minutes.
It's a great directional kick. I mean, got it right where they wanted to get it to. All right, three running backs behind Nicedis. Going to be a turn back to pass on play action, firing deep down the field. Balls through the air, and it is a jump ball and caught by Hathaway at the 39-yard line of the Ogemaw Heights Falcons. A jump ball, maybe a little bit underthrown, but a great catch by Drew Hardy.
Yeah, that was a tremendous throw. And I really think the quarterback here, Nicedis, is really starting to find his rhythm with the pass game. You know, he's been doing a great job of running it. He's finding his rhythm and a good throw right there, but even better catch. I mean, the catches that St. Francis has been able to make, they are contested, they are hard, and they are impressive.
St. Francis getting the play call in. Two running backs directly behind and one offset behind Nicedis. No wide receivers in this formation. Hand off to the tailback. That is number 11, Burke Flowers. Flowers able to pick up 8 to the 31-yard line, excuse me, and that'll bring up 2nd and 2.
Ogemaw Heights is back in that 5-2 defense, and when you're in that 5-2 defense, you are supposed to take away the A-gap and the B-gap, and right there, St. Francis able just to pound it right up the middle. They just got to have a little bit better pad level up front on the defensive line, and those linebackers have to be going downhill. They're kind of staying stagnant right there, letting St. Francis come to them. They need to be a little bit more aggressive, and they can make a better adjustment on this against that formation.
Again, that full house backfield behind Wyatt Nicedis. Just underway in our third quarter. Ball on the Ogemaw Heights 31-yard line. Everybody set. There's going to be a handoff. That's 33. Hathaway. Hathaway met in the backfield and going down. He's going to be taken down at the 35-yard line. Great play by Ogemaw Heights.
Looks like Ty Neubecker on the play there. That was a great job by Ty. He was able to get back there, make a tremendous play in a TFL, which has not happened a lot today for Ogemaw. So maybe they can build some momentum here on a big third down.
You like to see just, again, you're probably not going to make up 29 points. This is about finding the improvement, as you mentioned. Like you said, let's play better in the second half than we did in the first half. That's a good start to that. So third down and 6 at the 35. Again, three running backs behind Nicedis. Everybody's set. No wide receivers. Turn. Heard the first man through. And now busting out to the outside. That's going to be right at that first down marker. That was Burke Flowers, who I believe got the football. And that is enough for a first down at the 29.
Yeah, that outside run right there for St. Francis. Just a lot of success with that going off a tackle. And Oklahoma Heights, you know, it's just when you only have those two linebackers there, you don't have a whole lot in the second level outside. So it's really tough, and it's putting a lot of pressure on their defensive ends to do an even better job than they already have to. So it'll be interesting to see if they can make any proper adjustment off of that. But St. Francis is just moving that ball at will again, and very impressive.
First and 10, 29-yard line. Nisaitis again, three running backs behind him. He's going to be a quarterback run off to the left side, and he's going to be met, taken down at the line. Looked like a bit of a broken play. 16, Carter Schmidt able to make the play.
Yeah, right there, quarterback, running back ran into each other. It just, timing is everything, and everything you do in August to work it on these timings on these plays, that can't happen. It doesn't work like that. That timing messes everything up, and it gives Oklahoma a chance to capitalize as they did. That play right there, you know, that could have been a 5-6 yard play, especially the way he's been running today, but Oklahoma Heights is able to get back there because of the broken play and make it a gain of about one or not even. So
maybe we gave him about the length of a football, and so it'll be second down, and we'll still call it 10. 9:15 to play in our third quarter, 5 seconds to snap the football. Mercedes gets everybody set, turn, snap, and this is going to be handoff, last man through. That is Flowers, excuse me, not Flowers, that's Pritchard, has a touchdown, and he's going to be cut down after a gain of two, and that'll set up third down and 8.
A good job by Omaha Heights right there. They were able to get back there. They were able to avoid the blocks and make a big play. So I'm liking what I'm seeing. The defense is showing a little bit more physicality than I thought they did in the first half. So, you know, maybe they can build on the momentum here. This is about a 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8. This could be a passing down, and let's see what St. Francis is able to do. Maybe a play action here and link one of those tight ends over the middle of the field again, or get one of those halfbacks out there maybe even.
Again, three running backs behind Nisaitis. I think this is going to kind of be the way, maybe even the rest of the way of the game. And play action hand, third man through Hathaway. Hathaway, nowhere to go up the middle. Got to the 35, 25, excuse me, but that is it. Pickup of one, it'll be 4th and 7.
Really impressive job. Oklahoma, that 5-2 defense right there, that's how it's supposed to be ran. When they run up the middle like that, you're supposed to stuff it because you got seven guys in the box who are playing really tight in there. So it was an impressive job, and we got a fourth down right here where Oklahoma Heights could stop St. Francis from scoring on their first drive. That's awesome. That's a great thing that you talk about at halftime doing. You're able to get it right now. This is one play. This is one of the biggest plays of the game for them right here. Get that ball back and maybe build some momentum of your own.
Running clock hangs in the balance here too on a score. 4th and 7. Three running backs behind Nisaitis. Back to pass on the left. Looking deep. Fires right side. Wide open. And that is caught at the 10 and into the end zone. Touchdown, John Hagelstein.
That was a crossing route there in the second level, and Omaha Heights did not react the way they should have to it. You got to stick with your man there. They were a little caught up, a little confused, and that left to a wide-open touchdown there for St. Francis. And the passing game is on point for St. Francis. They're able to get guys open. They're doing a great job at scheming it up coaching-wise, and the player's doing a great job executing it.
Just wide open. No, they had two of the three receivers were absolutely blanketed, but then they had one that was wide open in the second level and had a block going into the end zone. So far, Ty Martincheck is 5 for 5 on his extra points. Good snap, good hold. And this one is up and good. And so with 7:38 to play in our third quarter, it is Traverse City St. Francis 42 and Ogaba Heights 6. We'll keep it right here because now we are going to enter a running clock situation. And it's only going to stop on 4 instances. We use the TIPS acronym for this. And so that is timeouts, injuries, penalties, and scores. Those are the only 4 times we'll stop the clock. So after this kickoff is fielded by Ogama Heights, we'll run the clock. And unless one of those things happen, we will not stop it until they score and get it back under 35 points.
It's an unfortunate situation for Ogama. Nobody wants to have a running clock ever, especially being down. The team that's up wants to have it, but it's unfortunate, but hopefully the offense can get back out there. They got their first chance here in the second half, and maybe get those points back up there, and let's slow the clock back down to where it belongs.
Also, we had earlier on where they said that Martincheck had missed an extra point. But now they've got the point back up there because I was pretty sure it was good. I don't know what someone saw, but I'm glad that they got it figured out. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not at that bad of an angle to see. I'm like, I'm pretty sure he made the kick, and it looks like everybody else here agrees too.
Well, yeah, you know, it's week one for everybody.
Yeah.
Week one for everybody. We're all working out the kinks right now, and you know, it's officials, coaches, players, us, scorekeepers, everybody. So
yeah, everybody.
We're hoping to work through it and keep improving and get ready for week two, maybe.
Got a new kicker in the game. That's not Wyatt Nicedas. And he's going to pop it up. Little can of cornfield at 30-yard line. They're not going to let them play the keep-away game. And, well, it's going to be some of the best field position Joe Gamines has. They field it at the 30. And that is fielded by number 10, Nolan Hines. And so they will take over on the 31-yard line. Thanks again to Chad Meyer back at the radio station for us. So on our sister station, WKJC, how about this? I think you've been maybe part of one of this. 60-30, Alcona over the top of Mayo. They haven't reached halftime yet. Woo! Not even halftime over there on our sister station. A lot of scoring. Turn handoff up to Gott on the I formation, and that is Carter Schmidt who's going to try and push ahead. He got to the 36-yard line. That's a pickup of three, and it'll be a second down and seven.
And then another scoring update from our guy from the Iosco paper there, Ben Murphy, lets me know that Tawas is down 20-6 right now to St. Ennis. So hopefully they can bounce back here in the second half and pick up some points and make that a close game, because that's one of the games we've talked about before, that opportunity for Tawas to pick up.
Eat and drink whatever the heck Mayo and Alcona were eating and drinking. 90 points in that first half. Our guys, you know, we're all the way across the state. We're going to beat Kurt and Scott home.
Yeah, it's right. Eight-man football.
Eight-man football for you right there.
Sometimes I know too much sometimes.
Schmidt in motion. They will pitch it out to him on that right side, able to find a crease up the middle, and he will pick up 3 yards, and that'll set up third down and three, and you didn't like that one right there.
I didn't. I like the play call. It's just another situation from the first half. It's the execution. I just think the running backs are having trouble. It's really tough out there playing on the field, and you know, the bright lights are on you. It's Friday night. There's a lot of pressure. Your team's down right now, 36 points. But when they do those toss plays, they're designed to go to the outside. They're not designed for you to cut it up that soon. You need to take it more to the sideline, and that's where your yardage is at, the sideline. You got to use your speed to try defeating St. Francis and get that big running play.
Third down and three on their own 39-yard line. Cardis, handoff Schmidt, going to bounce it outside. He's going to be met by three Gladiators, and they'll be taken down in the backfield. A loss of one, and that'll set up fourth and four.
Yeah, difficult play right there. The offense line got beat off the football pretty good, and St. Francis is they're coming out of this second half, and they're not playing like a team, you know, who's content being up 29 points. They want to keep going, and that's how your mindset you have to be, because if you're not playing 100% out here, you're going to get hurt, because somebody is, and you got to have that effort, and St. Francis is showing it. Oklahoma, it's a big fourth down here. Let's see if they can match it.
Absolutely no reason to punt this football. Card is in that I formation, two wide receivers to the right. Schmidt is the long back. Turn. This is going to be a play-action pass. Fire right side. That is caught by Schmidt. Spins off a tackle, and he's not going to get there. He maybe got a yard. And so it'll be first and 10 for St. Francis at the 39-yard line. Yeah, of Ugama Heights.
Play-action pass there. Tried throwing out to the flats, the running back, and the outside linebacker who had that responsibility just did a great job at getting right there to the ball, fitting on it, and making the tackle one-on-one. And that's something that every coach practices in. You know, the defensive coordinator right now for St. Francis is thrilled. I mean, you can't do it any better than that. And so let's see how Oklahoma responds out here. The defense, you know, they're tired. And St. Francis still has, you know, their starters out. St. Francis, you know, it's third quarter. They're going to keep going. They're not going to put the brakes on yet. So let's see if Oklahoma can respond.
In shotgun is Nicedas. Three wide receivers to the right of him. He's going to roll out. There's his quarterback run to the right side. Cuts back inside. He'll be met. And he didn't even get back to the line of scrimmage. There's quarterback run to the right side. I've been here a few times. St. Francis don't pull their starters. It's got to be a pretty extreme situation.
Okay.
They don't pull their starters.
Interesting.
Yep.
Interesting.
I'm fine with it. Again, I have never been a pull your starters guy if you don't feel like you need to. If you got young guys you want to get in there, I've never been a pull your starters guy. St. Francis will, maybe in the fourth quarter type thing, they'll pull them, but they're not going to do that whole second half.
Every coach has their different ways, and I respect all the coaches' opinions on it. So.
Yeah.
You know, Coach Sellers has had more success than almost any coach has. I mean,
exactly.
He's won two state championships. He's been to semifinals, so he's a tremendous coach, and, you know, nothing to argue with him at all.
Nicedas will hand this one right up the gut. And there's a new ball carrier, number 32, Tommy Richardson. He's going to pick himself up 4 yards, set up a 3rd and 6 from the Ogama 35-yard line. So they're going to cycle in some guys. Cycle them in, but then you're not going to see the big shift change.
Yeah. As I was speaking, you know, I say Coach Sellers, heck of a football coach there, Brad. He's coached 12 years here at St. Francis. Got to guess how many wins?
I mean, he's going to average probably right around 10 a year, so probably 120.
132 wins. Ooh, 132 man. And 20 in 12 years here at St. Francis. So two different stints, and that includes two state championships and a lot of semifinal appearances. So just a tremendous coach and a great program here that he's ran.
We get to see him just about every year. I saw him twice last year. I always see him once a year since this new conference came into play. And this is going to be a pass the second man through. Good hard football hit right there. That is number 30 who got the ball, Harrison Shepard. He got met at the line of scrimmage by number 4, Bryce Burdan.
That's right there. That's what Omaha Heights needs. The sideline needs it. Everybody needs that. That's the play right there. That's just to get you that little bit of energy to keep going. You know, you understand the situation in the game. You're not able to get back into it. But, man, you got to keep playing hard. You got 8 more weeks. You want to build on it. You want to watch this film and have something good to say about it. That right there is something good to say about it. Let's see if they can do it on 4th down again.
4th down and 6. Shotgun. And Nestatus now is going to actually drop back and pooch punt it. It's going to be right at the end zone and into the end zone. Man, he kicked it from about the 38-yard line. That thing went 38 yards. He was very close to having that be a perfect punt. So good job by Ogama Heights. They get a stop. You wish they did that on the first drive before the running clock came into play. But they get the ball back now, down by 36. So a score here stops that clock.
Yeah, and, you know, you take what you can get. Obviously, you want to make that first stop out of halftime. It didn't happen. It's about that next play. And they did a great job on those next plays. That was really good defense right there. That's some of the best defense they played all day. We can hear the tackles. We got headsets on. We heard those tackles from up here. There was some pop in those hits. They want to play football still, and that's what you want to see. So let's see what the offense can do. I think, you know, work that play action a little bit and try going deep, and let's see what they can do.
I formation behind Cardis, turn right side, Schmidt. Schmidt's going to cut it back upfield, and just not really anything there. Going to fall over the pile and pick himself up 2 yards. This game brought to you in part by Rose City RV in Rose City, Pointer Hill Saddlery of West Branch and Rose City Automotive, West Branch Collision, Fall Inn of Rose City, West Branch Manor, and Bucks Country Cooking of West Branch. Thank you to all 34 of our wonderful sponsors tonight. Final 30 seconds of our third quarter, 42-6. St. Francis over the top of Ogama Heights. They will have to snap this football. 6-second difference between play clock and game clock. And Ogama Heights isn't going to. They will take a timeout. We'll take one with them. 14 seconds to go in the third on WTZM 106.1 The Point, your power station for sports. Final 14 seconds of our second quarter. Well, now Ogama Heights, after the timeout, does not have to snap the football because the running clock will start again and 25 seconds back on the play clock. So if they don't like it, they do not have to snap it. I'm sure they will on 2nd and 7, but they do not have to.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what Coach Miller has drawn up here. He's done a good job out of timeouts. Today he made sure he used all of them the first half there. And he made a couple of them work out of the timeout, so I'm curious to see what he has here in store.
And we got a snap and a false start.
Yeah, there nothing good happened in that sequence right there. And I'm trying to say it positively, but they had 12 guys in the huddle, and one went out late, and then you line up coming out of a timeout, and you have a false start. That's the kind of stuff right there that just, like, it kills you. Yes, you're losing by 36 points, and you're getting outclassed right now by St. Francis, but those are the little things right there that – anybody can prevent those things. So that's something you got to really grind hard on in week two and hopefully improve on.
Clock does stop with the penalty and with the timeout before. So 2nd down now and 13. Man in motion is Schmidt. They bring the tight end across. They give it to him. He's got some room on the left side. That is number 16, Rob Hawk. Rob Hawk is finally going to be pushed out of bounds. Once he gets across the 35 to the 36-yard line, they'll mark him out at the 37, 1st and 10, Ogama Heights. That'll end our third quarter of play. At the end of three, Traverse City, St. Francis 42, Ogama Heights 6 on 106.1 The Point, your power station for sports. First and 10 for the Falcons. Well, it worked the first time. Now they're going to run it again. This time to Carter Schmidt. Bounces it outside. Barrels over a defender and over across the 50. Gain of 15. Same play that ended the third quarter. They run it with Carter Schmidt this time to start the fourth quarter. And it is a first and 10 to the Traverse City St. Francis 47. 42-6. St. Francis over the top of Ogama Heights. Brad Allen, Grant Cortman here with you.
Hey, if it's not broke, don't fix it. That first play worked great coming out of the end of the third quarter. Start the fourth quarter with it. Maybe do it again right now. It until they stop it. That was a great play. They had a great run design with that. Good blocking on the outside. I'd run it again right now.
Do you have a time where you ran a play over and over and over?
Yeah,
again?
Yeah. I think I ran a play probably about six times in a row before.
Hand off to Schmidt right at the gut. Makes a nice little jump cut, and he'll be taken down at the 43-yard line, pickup of about six on the play. Yeah, you're just going to keep running it, if it works.
You call them plays the last couple of years. I think there comes a time where, like, you try overthinking, and you want to be a cool play caller. You want to hit the trick plays. You want to do all the fun stuff. And I love taking shots on the field and passing. But, man, if something's working, just keep it going. And sometimes you have a guy. And Ogama, is having a couple of guys run the ball right now. I've had a guy before at Hale when I coached, we're just going to let him keep running. And we're going to do the exact same play. We're going to block the exact same. And, we're going to do it until you stop us. We've done it. We had success. I think Ogama should do the same thing. I think a lot of teams probably do the same thing. If you have those guys and you have that play working, just keep going with it.
I formation, one wide receiver. Handoff left side. That is Rob Hawk. And Hawk will be taken down at the 38-yard line. That'll set up third down and a yard. 10:15 to play in our fourth quarter. Third down and a yard, you're on the opposite side of the field. You clearly have two downs to get one. You're not trying to use two downs to get one, but nothing fancy here. 15 seconds, play call still isn't in yet.
Yeah.
And Ogama Heights has not been quick to get plays in once they get it to out of the coach.
Yeah, it's really interesting how Coach Miller is doing it. He's kind of huddling up guys towards the sidelines while they have a huddle in the field, but he hasn't taken care of the personnel changes yet, and it's just a problem.
There's the timeout.
You got to understand your personnel. This is stuff like you have to know who's supposed to be in, and that should be communicated prior to somebody going and leaving the huddle. Like that should just be known, and that's a little thing there that Ogama can work on and hopefully improve. But that's the reason you have to burn these timeouts is just because people don't know the personnel because you haven't decided the personnel. Decide it, go with it, and run it.
It's been some indecision, no doubt about it. We're going to keep using this phrase. Everybody listening is tired of it. Hey, it's week one for everybody, including the play callers.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing to do. I mean, I know you watch it at home and, you should have done this and you should have done that, but you get that headset on and you get that play call sheet in front of you and the bright lights are on. Well, they're not just on the players either. They're on the play caller, and you kind of have an important role of dictating where the game's going to go, and sometimes the head coach is also the play caller. Sometimes there's an offensive coordinator for it. So it's an interesting situation, and it's not easy to handle. It's a difficult thing, but, I think over time, you can develop and really grow into it, just like we want the players to develop and grow into it for the season. So it's a learning process for everybody.
Third down and one out of the timeout. 9:41 to play in our contest. One running back behind. Back to pass, Curtis. A lot of pressure in his face. He's got to get rid of it. Throws it deep down the field. Got a man. Caught inside the five. Touchdown, Falcons.
Awesome. That was awesome. That was a great job by the quarterback. He was under pressure. He was rolling out to his left, which is a difficult throw. He was able to make a great throw on it. Receiver was able to haul it in, get that touchdown, and that's awesome right there that they're still competing in this fourth quarter. They're bringing that energy, and I love to see it. That was a great call, great execution, and it was just awesome to see. And that's one of the plays that we wish we would have seen earlier in the game, but, hey, you'll take it when you can get it.
They're going to kick the extra point here. Currently a 30-point lead, so the clock is stopped no matter what. Good snap, good hold, and kick is not good. That clips off the top of the line. And so with a 9:32 remaining in our fourth quarter, we stop the clock. It's Traverse City, St. Francis 42 and Ogama Heights 12. 106.1 The Point, your power station for sports. 42-12 after that touchdown catch by Kudamash. And here's the kick. A little pooch kick straight over the middle. Kicked into no man's land. Knocked down at the 15-yard line and now picked up at the 12. And just taking a knee and deciding not to get popped is the kick returner there. And that's a business decision there by number 10, Mason Daziak.
And that's a smart business decision.
That it is.
He has a future in business right there. That's you see five white jerseys, no blue jerseys right there. That does not end good.
Nope.
So smart idea. Let's play week two for him, and that's a good idea. I think the coach will be happy with that, too.
Up by 30 points. You made a mistake. Don't make two mistakes. Just make the one. We're good at the one. On our sister station, WKJC, they have mercifully reached halftime as Alcona leads 60-38 over Mayo Asable. 60-38 at halftime, I will say again. New quarterback into the game for St. Francis. That's number 5, Jack Pritchard. He'll hand it off right up the gut, and a pickup of about 3 on the play will bring up 2nd and 7 to the 20-yard line. And now we're going to have to start looking at that that roster again, because now we're not going to know exactly who everybody is all the time. Oh, we're stopping the clock on 2nd down. There we go. There's the clock run. 42-12. St. Francis over Ogemaw Heights. We've gotten back to the regular clock. Hey, right now, it is only a 7-6 lead in the second half for St. Francis.
Yeah, so it's halftime adjustments. It is a brand new game. Even though the end of the game, the scoreboard's going to look different, you have to tell your kids that it's 0-0 at halftime, and Ogemaw's done a tremendous job in the second half so far.
Mason Daziak gets the carry off the edge, and he will be taken down after another gain of about 3, so that'll set up, actually even 4 in the play, so set up a 3rd down and 3 from the 24-yard line. They got to get to 32 or the 27. 8.5 to play. Again, Jack Pritchard is our quarterback into the game. Jack Pritchard, a senior for the St. Francis Gladiators. A line of those 3 running backs behind him. 5 seconds to snap this football. And broken play. Pritchard's going to have to go out and run, and right side of the offensive line broke down too. That'll be a loss of a yard, and it'll be 4th down and 4.
Yeah, broken play for sure. Definitely a miscommunication there in the backfield, quarterback and running backs. But, you know, I really think this is really important reps right now for St. Francis. And to get these kids out here, you never know when your number's going to be called upon. And, you know, St. Francis' schedule, they play Jackson Loomis Christie next week, one of the best teams in the state. So to get these kids reps right now is a tremendous opportunity. And, you know, you never know when that number's called. So, you know, take advantage of the time right now in case your number's called next week in a huge game.
Now, Sadis will punt this football away. Oh, nope, they're going to line up 4th down on offense. I thought they were bringing the punt unit on. Yes, they are. That's what I thought. So Nasadis will punt this football away. Good punt. Way over the head of the kick returner, Berdan. He will field it at the 34. Break a tackle and get spun ahead to the 40. Another good possession on defense. Was it against the 2s? Yes, it was. But a 3 and out for the Ogemaw Heights defense. And again, we stay with our regular clock. And so at 42-12, 7:23 to play in our 4th quarter.
Yeah, you know, as Ogemaw, you can't control who St. Francis is putting out there. You're just playing against whatever 11's out there, and they've done a tremendous job this half against them. So 7 minutes left in the game. Let's see what they're able to do here on offense. And obviously, down 30 points right now, you're not going to score 30 points in the next 7 minutes, 23 seconds, but build that momentum into next week. Let's put some good film on tape here and keep driving the ball down the field.
One wide receiver, I formation, Cardis. Hand to the first man through. I guess that's Berdan. And nope, that is, I think it's Nolan Hines or Rob Hawk. Rob Hawk, that was 16 on the carry. And so that'll be a gain of 1. 2nd and 9. 7 minutes to play in our contest. 42-12. And we've burned 15 seconds of play clock just now getting the play call in. Now we go to the huddle. And at 15 seconds, we break the huddle. It's one of the things, if you have to make an adjustment at the line, you can't. I formation, 2 wide receivers to the right. And there's going to be a handoff that left side. And able to get into the second level of the defense. Pick up about 6 yards there as the ball carrier Once I get a look at his number, I'll be glad to tell you who that is. That was, again, Hawk. Rob Hawk.
Hey, this play calling situation is something they're going to have to get a big adjustment on. You just have to have a personnel established. Don't huddle up before you know who's supposed to be on that field and get all the guys in the huddle, have your quarterback ready to get that play call in there. So it's something they can work on and improve on for sure.
Third down and two. Handoff right at the gut. Hawk again, and he's going to be right at the stick, and they'll give him the yard that he needs. So it'll be a first down across the 50 to the 49.
And I like this. I think it's a good player sticking up here. You know, Rob Hawk is somebody we didn't really call that much in the first half. I don't think he ran the ball that much. But, hey, your number's called right now. You get that ball in your hands, make something happen with it, and you're grinding to get a first down. And in Ogemaw's system, where they run this I formation, they run these variations of under center, 100% under center. 3-4 yards is perfect. That's all they want, 3-4 yards. So Hawk's doing that right now. Just keep getting the ball to his hands.
I formation, one wide receiver right side. They're going to pitch this one outside. That's Carter Schmidt. Schmidt's going to bounce to the outside and now making his way in that to the 36-yard line. And actually, I think we've been calling this wrong. I believe it was Jace O'Grady who's had the last few carries. They bring in Rob Hawk. He takes the pitch play, and he's able to get a first down to the 35-yard line.
Well, I can tell you, whoever it was, they did an awesome job.
Yeah, it was Jace O'Grady.
They got the ball outside right there. Just like I've been saying a couple times, you know, they wanted to cut it up early. He took it towards the sideline where that open field's at, and he was able to capitalize in a great way and get a first down for his team.
Hawk stays in the game in that tailback position. Again, I formation, tight end left. They're going to pitch it back to Hawk left side, able to find a small crease up the middle, and he'll get up to the 32-yard line, pickup of 3, 2nd and 7. 5 minutes exactly now to play in our contest. 42-12, St. Francis over the top of Ogemaw Heights. Ogemaw Heights trying to just get this nice, respectable score. And remember to, I've got about a 3-hour drive home, so you got to give me some time. It's 9 o'clock? Tomorrow morning, check WKJC.com for all of the latest scores from all around Northeast Michigan. Two wide receivers to the left, I formation behind Xander Cardis. Drop back to pass, looking, firing deep left side, and he got hit, and he fumbled, and this will be an incomplete pass. They're going to say his arm went forward. I think he recovered it anyway, yeah. But this just saved some yards, and now it'll be third down and 7.
Yep, really an incomplete pass there, so play's dead, no fumble recovery there, and that's a play right there. If you just had a split second more, he had a guy wide open in the back end, and that might have been a touchdown right there.
I think you might be right.
High School Football Scoreboard. Keep up to date with your favorite team with Brad Allen's High School Football Scoreboard at WKJC.com. Find the latest scores, schedules, and standings for all the area conference. Brought to you by Alcona Septic Service of Spruce, Coletta Air of Oscoda, H&R Block of Mile, Brad Allen's High School Football Scoreboard, only at WKJC.com.
Perfect. You memorize that, Reed. You got it all year long. And in that amount of time, they were listening to you, and instead it's a delay game on a big 3rd and 7. And it's allowed to bring up 4th and 12. While they mark that off, let's pause for station identification on 106.1 The Point.
106.1 WTZM, Tawa City. The Point, a Carroll Broadcasting Station.
You know, in the first half, Grant, we were talking about St. Francis' penalties. In the second half, it has been Ogemaw Heights' delay of game penalties.
Yeah, and Ogemaw Heights has enough problems going wrong. I mean, they were down 29 points at halftime. You don't need to do this other stuff.
Jace O'Grady through the line on a fullback dive, able to get into that second level, and he will finally be dragged down at the 12-yard line, and that is a pickup of 25.
Well, you know, I think in that situation, they just wanted O'Grady to get more yards. But in the other situations, those are just things like, you know, you're down by a lot of points here at halftime. You want to come out the second half. You don't want to have those mistakes. You can't afford to have those mistakes. You're trying to play clean football here, and they've been able to move the ball really good in the second half. Ogemaw Heights has played a really good second half of football. It's just the penalties have been hurting them a little bit.
21, Carter Schmidt back into the game here at tailback behind Cardis. Look at the big fullback here. That is number 46. Nope, 56. That's Joe Bach, 56. Big man carrying that football.
Love to see the big guy get the football.
Picked up 4.
Show some love to those big guys up there and let them pound that football up for some yards.
Love that. Absolutely love that. They put him back there again. They're saying, can he carry it twice? Yes, he can. This time tripped up at the line, but like a good running back. He falls forward and becomes a third down at the 6-yard line, picked up two.
I tell you, just from speaking of playing and coaching experience, when you see a big fullback get back there, a lineman going back there to take that run, that defense is tensing up a little bit. They're a little worried now. They don't want to do the one-on-one drills. They want to get some help on those tackles because those aren't going to feel so great.
I want to make sure I have the right number on 56 Joe Bach there. I formation, third down and three from the 5-yard line. This time they're going to pitch it left side. And with a hole into the end zone, touchdown, Rob Hawk.
And that play right there was made possible because of the lead blocking by the lineman. Right there, all the linemen did a great job. The fullback, who was just back there, did a great job at getting that block in there. And Ogemaw Heights, just an awesome second half so far. And this is the kind of stuff that you want to watch on film, and you want to have some positives come out of this game and build off of this momentum to end this game for sure.
Carter Giddens will try and kick the extra point. Good snap, good hold. That's a good kick. And so with 2:40 to play in our contest, it's St. Francis 42, Ogemaw Heights 19, but a much better second half out of the Ogemaw Heights Falcons. Back in 30 seconds on 106.1 The Point, your power station for sports. Fair catch signaled for and taken at the 38-yard line by number 40, Eli Bigger.
I love seeing
the business decisions, man.
I love seeing it, though. That's smart football right there. And as a team, as I mentioned so many times, of St. Francis' caliber, you want to see smart football. It doesn't matter if it's your starters, your second string, your third string, your junior high football teams out there. It doesn't matter. You want to see good decisions. And taking that fair catch right there, that's a good decision. And
we're up by 28 points or whatever it is right now. Yeah, you're not trying to.
Right. And you got 2 minutes and 40 seconds left here. Just hope for no injuries. And, St. Francis is going to try finishing this game out. But really impressed the way Ogemaw's played this second half. It's been a lot of fun to watch the second half.
Jack Pritchard back under center. There's going to be a turn. Hand off that first man through and a good head of steam. Pickup of 8 yards for the ball carrier. And popping out of that pile there is number 32, Tommy Richardson.
Well, I can tell you, a big reason why that play was so successful is number 52, Brian Rielson right there. He got to the second level, and he got to the second level in a hurry. You know, I love seeing that these guys are still wanting to go out here and play hard. And, you know, maybe you didn't play that much in the first half. Well, you're trying to play a lot next week. You're trying to get those coaches to notice you, and it's taking notice right now that those guys are playing hard.
These guys are happy to be playing football again. It's been a long summer of hitting each other. They're happy to hit somebody else.
It's great to be watching football, too. I love it.
You're absolutely right. Hand off right side. That is number 30, Harrison Shepard. Shepard gets across the 45. He'll be taken down at midfield. Pick up a 5, first and 10 for Traverse City St. Francis. We roll under 2 minutes to play in our contest. .145 now to play as the clock runs.
Just a great atmosphere here. A lot of noise still buzzing, even though the game's 23 points away. Just a great atmosphere in Traverse City, and it's been a pleasure to be here tonight.
It really has been. It's just so fun to be back in booths. First and 10 at midfield. Last minute and a half of the game. This turn handoff and almost a big play. Shoestring tackle is Charlie Olivier. Tried to burst through the line. Had a lot of room in that second level, as you've been mentioning all night long, in that 5-2 defense, not a lot behind it. And that outside run, Olivier almost able to break it. Shoestring tackle, only a pickup of 4.
I think it's going to be really interesting. I believe that we have 3 more games with our cover station covering Ogemaw this year, so we're going to get to see, is that something that they're just doing against, you know, a St. Francis team, the 5-2 defense? Or is that what Coach Miller wants to do as a 5-2, and they're going to be, you know, really connected to that? Because I don't know how well it's going to work against some other teams, so it's really interesting to see how their defense is going to grow this year.
Under a minute now to play. Handoff, that is 32, Richardson gets across the 40-yard line, and that's enough for a first down, pickup of 8, and that is going to be first and 10 at the Ogemaw 37. They'll run the clock, 39 seconds. We'll have one more snap here that needs to happen, and then we'll see from there. 39-yard line, this might be, do you let your backup quarterback take a shot here?
I do not.
You don't?
I don't. You know, even though he's done a great job out here, at this point in the game, let's just run the football and let's get the game over with. No reason to create something here at the end of the game. Let's just finish it off.
Three running backs, turn, handoff. That is Olivier. Olivier going to be taken down at the 30-yard line. That's a pickup of 7. And with 5 seconds left, that will end our contest. So Traverse City San Francis makes a statement in their first game of the year. They top Ogama Heights 42-19. Back to wrap it up after this on 106.1 The Point, your power station for sports.